Mr. Would you tell me how you first got interested in bees?
Well, when I was a kid, Daddy had bees and had them around them as long as we stayed home. They used Tommy muzzling by guns, what we call them. Go to the creek and cut on big hollow cypress and stuff and clean them out, you know, and then take boards and make heads for the gun and have them. They'd be 3 and 4 foot long. That's where you had them. But now, we've got them in patent guns. And the patent hire man is the real hire man. You just go down and take the top off and take the cells, super off, right on down and the real hire.
How many times did you get stung, or did you ever get
when we didn't have no beaver, we get stung pretty well, didn't we? Sting you pretty well, fight you. Mm-hmm. But now, we've got beavers, and we don't. Just once in a while, get one mashing when you get stung on your hand. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, about the only time that they sting is when you're taking your honey, fooling with them around their honey. Now, when they hive, when they swarm, you can go out there and dip them off in a cup. Mm-hmm. Now, I got a boy he'd take them and put them in a 5-gallon bucket in his pickup. Mm-hmm. Just put them in and shake them off where they swarm, you know, and shake them off and put them in that bucket and set it in his pickup and carry them home and put them in there. He's putting him a swarm in his room. He's got a room to himself, and he's going to take that and put it in plastic. Mm-hmm. Inside, and then put him a pipe out at the window, cut him a hole in the glass and out the window for him to work in, and have him right in his room where he can lay there in the bed and look at him working. What?
Are they lazy?
The bees? No, they're not lazy. They go 3 or 4 miles. And they're smart too. They're one of the smartest things out. He goes by a compass in his head. Mm-hmm. They go over which way when they come out from the gum. They go over which way. And today, you go out there, today, that is in the summer when they're working good. Today you can go out there, and everything coming out of the gums nearly will be going over your head this way. And probably go that way today and tomorrow. Well, one or two goes that way, and he finds a good flow of bloom. And how he lets them all know it, but they know it. And everything goes. And when he gets that bloom, he comes just as straight back. And the day after tomorrow, or a day or two from then, you go out there, and he'll be going another direction. Nearly everything. They're interesting. And they're smart, too. They're smart.
Good. Well, that's interesting. I have some questions about words or terms you use to refer to certain things that might be peculiar or apply to this area right around here that might be different in other sections of the state, if you'll tell me, answer these questions for me. What are the state roads, or the state-maintained roads referred to around here?
Well, now we've got what's called the county roads, mm-hmm. and then there are state highways. All the state highways is paved, but there ain't no county roads paved.
And so they're surfaced out of a different kind of material than the state roads?
Yeah, the state roads is all cement and rock, mm-hmm. and hard surfaced stuff. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the county roads?
County roads are just graded up with the natural dirt just like it is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. The road that led off of Highway 84 out here down to your house, what is that called?
A dirt road.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would some people possibly call it a lane?
Well,